Unit 68. Word formation. Conversion.
Speaking and listening. Introduction.
It was 9 o'clock, and it was raining. I hate the rain. I was passing the bus stop in front of the movie theater when a bus came round the corner. I put out my hand, but the bus didn't stop. The movie theater was showing A Star Is Born, the 1976 version starring Barbara Streisand. It was getting late. I decided to phone my office. There was a phone on the corner. It was out of order. I thought to myself, I must be dreaming. This can't be real. It's just a bad dream. 20 minutes later, I arrived at the office. My secretary said, "Beautiful day." She was joking, but I didn't find the joke very amusing. I said, "Any calls?" She said, "Only one, Mr. Katz. He'll call back later." The office seemed to be full of smoke. This was strange because my secretary was a non-smoker. We discovered that there was a fire in the office downstairs. A man was putting it out with a fire extinguisher. I said, "Can I help you?" He said, "What?" I said, "Do you need any help?" He said, "No." I said, "Fine." I went back to my office and stood at the window. My secretary said, "Are you planning to do any work today?" I said, "I have no particular plans." It was 10 o'clock, and it was raining. I hate the rain.
Nouns from verbs.
Listen.
Where are my cigarettes?
Oh, you really shouldn't smoke, you know.
I know.
Smoking is bad for you.
I know.
Cigarette smoking can seriously damage your health.
I know.
I felt much better since I stopped smoking.
Good.
And I get a lot of exercise these days.
Swimming and jogging.
Yes, swimming and jogging. And water skiing in the summer. Mountain climbing in the autumn, ice skating in the winter, and horse riding in the spring.
That's very good. I don't get much exercise with my hobby.
What is your hobby?
Stamp collecting.
Listen and repeat.
Cigarette smoking. Water skiing. Ice skating. Mountain climbing.
Listen.
Now, for the star prize, you must give me 6 names. All the names must begin with the letter M. An American writer.
Herman Melville.
An Austrian composer.
Mozart.
A French painter.
Matisse.
A British sculptor.
Henry Moore.
A British actor.
James Mason.
And an American film director.
Paul Mazursky.
6 correct names! Congratulations, you've won the star prize, this pocket calculator, this stereo cassette player, and this video recorder.
Verbs from nouns.
Listen and repeat.
Electrify. Horrify. Identify.
Listen.
Oh, come in, Bernard. I've just read your article about the minister's speech.
Did you like it?
No.
Why not?
Listen. Electrifying speech by Minister. Mr. James Henderson spoke about the plans for a new airport last night in an electrifying speech which electrified his audience. We have now identified the problems, and I am satisfied with the planner's suggestions, he said. Some people were horrified by the plans and found them horrifying. Bernard, this is terrible.
Has he got too many words like electrify, horrify, identify?
Yes.
OK, I understand. I'll modify it.
Oh.
Listen and repeat.
Apologize. Criticize. Symbolize.
Listen.
Ah, Bernard, come in.
I've rewritten that article.
Good.
I remember what you said. I think this is much better.
Minister criticizes protesters in speech. Mr. James Henderson spoke about the plans for a new airport last night. He summarised the plans and criticised the people who had protested against them. The new airport will symbolise our hopes for the future, he said. He had criticised the protesters before and did not apologise for criticising them again. They are dramatising the situation, he said.
What do you think?
Oh.
Other points.
Listen.
How many questions can you answer correctly? Who was the star of the film The Good, The Bad and The Ugly?
Clint Eastwood.
Correct. Which American novelist wrote The Naked and the Dead?
Norman Mailer.
Correct. Which English novelist said this? The French cook... We open tins.
John Galsworthy.
Correct. Which French actor and dramatist said this? If a dramatist is funny, the English look for the serious message. If he is serious, they look for the joke.
Sacha Guitry.
Correct. Who described the Americans and the British like this? Two nations divided by a common language.
George Bernard Shaw.
Correct. Five questions and five correct answers. Well done.
Song.
Still in Love with You by Thin Lizzy.
After all that we've been through,
style.
Listen to this dialogue, which includes a lot of exclamations. The man and the woman are stealing a vase from a museum.
How much is this vase worth?
£300,000.
Wow. Wouldn't it be funny if you dropped it?
Pass me that box.
I think I'm going to sneeze. Achoo!
Shh!
Here's the box. I'll take my sandwiches out.
Sandwiches?
Yes. I thought I might get hungry, so I brought some sandwiches. Chocolate and tomato.
Oh, take them out.
Okay. Delicious.
Pass me the box.
Eh?
The box.
Oh, sorry.
Ow!
What's the matter?
You're standing on my foot.
Sorry.
Hey!
Whoops.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Do you remember my nephew?
9 years old, likes jokes.
That's him.
Has he sent you some more jokes?
No, this time. I've got some jokes for him.
Jokes for everybody and more jokes for everybody.
Actually, there are some very funny things in them.
Oh, yes. Listen to this. Did you go water skiing during your holiday? No, I couldn't find a lake with a slope.
A man phoned his doctor at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because it was so late, he apologised. I'm sorry to disturb you, doctor, he said. That's all right, said the doctor. I had to get up anyway. The phone was ringing.
Oh, here's another one about a doctor. A newly qualified young doctor was examining a patient. Have you had this before? He asked. Yes, doctor, said the patient. Well, you've got it again, said the doctor.
Oh, I think this one is my favourite. Listen to this. A woman telephoned a firm of solicitors. A voice said, hello. The woman said, is that Smith, Smith, Smith and Smith? Yes, madam. Can I speak to Mr. Smith, please? It's very important. I'm afraid Mr. Smith is on a mountain climbing holiday in Wales. Oh, well, in that case, can I speak to Mr. Smith? It's very urgent. The voice apologised again. I'm afraid Mr. Smith is in hospital. He had a water skiing accident. Oh, how about Mr. Smith? It really is very important and very urgent. Mr. Smith is in Paris at a business meeting. The caller was horrified. Oh, no, I'm desperate. Well, could I speak to Mr. Smith, please? Speaking.
Oh.